Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Need help improving your PPC campaigns? Tired of spending all your time swamped with spreadsheets and manual updates? Turn to Adapt SEM software to optimize your campaigns and to reach your goals. Adapt SEM is one of the most affordable and reliable tools on the market for improving PPC campaigns. Adapt SEM not only optimizes your bids, but also gives you keyword suggestions, competitive research, and helps to test ads, all in one place at flat rate pricing and no long-term commitments. Learn how Adapt SEM can help manage your PPC campaigns better. Check out our free webinar at adapt.com/webmasterradio. Sign up now for a free personal tour. adapt.com/webmasterradio.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're happy to have you here. I've been out for a little while. Mandy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're back. I've been making a mess of things for weeks.
Well, I'm sure that I wasn't missed by you or anybody, but it's you did such a great job with the show. But tell us about our guest today and who we're going to be chiming in with.
Our guest today is Joshua, and let's listen to me butcher his last name, Onisco. I'm sure I have that totally wrong. But he's a founder and CEO of Pangea Organics. And interestingly enough, he's a local boy. He's a Rhode Island, you know, born and bred. So he's a local boy doing some good. Started a great organic company, and we're going to talk to him about some of his new products and, you know, the way he's running such a cool business.
Joshua was actually on the line. I heard him say hello. So, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Right on. Power of going organic. Tell us about your company and its eco-centric sort of nature. We want to learn a little bit about it, and then we'll talk for a few minutes initially here, and then we'll take a break in maybe 3 or 4 minutes if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like she was saying, I grew up in Rhode Island, and when I was 18, I left Rhode Island, and I started moving around the country. And when I was 19, I ended up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And after a year of being there, I started realizing that the green sea turtle population was dissipating down in Central and South America. So I decided to move down to Nicaragua and Costa Rica and work with the green sea turtle populations. And after I was there for about 4 months, I realized that I wanted to travel the world for my education because I actually had dropped out of high school when I was 16. And so I went back to Wyoming, and I worked 3 jobs for 3 years saving up money. And one morning I woke up and decided that I wanted to go move to India. So I called my parents, who are still living in West Warwick, and told them I was moving to India. They didn't like the idea very much, but I decided to go home to Rhode Island to visit them before I left. And while I was home making dinner with my mom, I saw a coffee table book that my mom had bought about making handmade soap, and I read it. And decided that as a bonding project before I left for India, I was going to make soap with my mom. And I went up to Whole Foods in Providence and bought all the ingredients. And I came home and surprised my mom with some goggles and made a batch of soap. And I took off to India about 2 weeks later. This was October 1999. And while I was traveling around India, I was using the soap and realized how much different it was from the ivory that I had grown up on. Yeah. And after about 2 years of traveling, I circumferenced India, Nepal, Tibet, China, Hong Kong, Macau, Tokyo, Thailand, and Cambodia. I decided to start a nonprofit that helped corporations be more sustainable on a social, economic, and environmental level, and decided to start a cosmetics company based on the soap recipes to fund the nonprofit. And I moved back to the States and moved to Colorado. And I started making and selling soap at different fairs and started getting into a few stores. And flash forward 7 years, we are now the fastest growing line of organic skin and body care in the U.S. We are the largest organic soap factory that uses cold processing methods, which is the original way soap is made in the U.S., and we're sold in 12 different countries, and we're sold at Whole Foods and Wild Oats and Macy's and Nordstrom's and Anthropologie and Trade Secrets, and we have about 50 employees, and our factory is about 10,000 square feet, and we employ a living wage, so the lowest paid employee at Pangea makes $12.50 an hour, which includes full health, medical, dental, and vision insurance. We have a 3,000 square foot organic garden that we pay our employees to operate, and it feeds them with organic produce about 6 months out of the year. And we are microfinancing women-owned cooperatives in developing countries to produce the ingredients that we use to make our products. Because right now, you know, women grow 87% of the world's food and still only own 1% of the world's land. And our factory is also 100% wind-powered, and all the carpeting and paint that's used in the building is zero VOC, meaning no off-gassing.
Now, Joshua, you guys have branched out way beyond soap at this time. You guys cover a huge spectrum, and I was reading up on some of the exciting news. You guys have a children's line coming out. Is that true?
We did, and we finished producing it, but we are delaying the launch of it until 2010 and really just focusing on our skincare right now. It's doing really well. It's probably the top organic skincare line in the country right now. It's really unique because although it's organic and chemical-free, it also works really, really well. It has basically the same efficacy as a lot of the bigger brands that use a lot of harsh chemicals to get the efficacy. We spend a lot of time on unique formulations.
I'd like to learn a little bit about that. Tell me about the formula aspect of your industry. I mean, it's a cluttered industry, you'd have to admit. I mean, you know, one step into a traditional, you know, a pharmacy, for example, you know, a CVS, and you're faced with mountains of different brands and products for, you know, shampoos and toners and cleaners and scrubs and all the other fun thing. My wife doesn't even buy stuff really, you know, at the pharmacy, because she goes to other little boutiques where, once again, I'm overwhelmed with selection and products and organic this and organic that. What are the distinguishing characteristics of anybody in your industry? Like, how do these formulas get put together, and why are some better than others? That's my question.
Well, a lot of people think that the cosmetic industry is regulated by the FDA, but the truth is it's completely unregulated. There's about 100,000 chemicals being used in the U.S. right now. None of them have ever been tested for human safety. And so a lot of these products that you're finding at stores, whether they're claiming natural or organic or not, contain many, many chemicals. In fact, a lot of them are carcinogenic, nervous system disruptors, and so forth and so on. And you know, what we really focus on is, hey, your skin is your largest organ, you know, and a lot of us forget it, but it's absorbing 87% of what you put on it. So if you go home and start reading the back labels of the products that you're using and that you're giving to your children, normally you can't even pronounce most of the ingredients, you know, the ethyl methyl propyl parabens, the sodium hydromethyl glycinates, the polysorbate 60s. I mean, these are all chemicals that we're basically putting into our body. And so what Pangea focuses on is the skin's the largest organ. Everything that we put in every product is a performance ingredient. So on average, your average lotion or shower gel or, you know, eye cream is about 95% filler, and they add about 5% actives. What we believe is if we're going to put it in a bottle, it needs to be doing something positive for your skin. So, for example, 92% of the ingredients in every product we make are antioxidants. Antioxidants are the only proven way to stop what we call premature aging. 72% of the ingredients are anti-inflammatory. A lot of the body's problems, whether it be skin or other, have to do with inflammation. So we utilize nature at its finest point to deliver ingredients that actually work. And, you know, a lot of people think they're using herbal products and natural products, but, for example, you only have to have 0.1% of an herbal extract to put it on your label. And, you know, we do a lot of work on the efficacy of the herbal extracts that we're using, and we use them for effectiveness, not just for label dressing.
Joshua, do you ever have trouble keeping costs down? I mean, I know that, you know, you guys make great products, but I know you probably make in smaller batches than, say, the store-bought, you know, Ivory or Dove or any of those other brands. Do you find that it's ever hard to keep the costs of organics down?
You know, it's interesting. Like, if you go to, you know, Whole Foods, their products are definitely premium. But if you go find our products at Macy's and Nordstrom's, they're considered very affordable. What a lot of people don't know is, like, an average ad in, say, Vogue can cost anywhere from $80,000 to $200,000. So a lot of these products that will cost $150 for a one-ounce eye cream, about 60% of that is in marketing. So we don't use a lot of money on marketing. We use the money on the ingredients. So it really depends on what industry you're in. But, you know, our mask is a 5-time award-winning editor mask, and it only costs, I think, $40 or $39 at Macy's, and your average mask brand, you know, can cost up to $200 for a 2-ounce mask.
Now, before we get into asking you to ship a whole bunch of products to Mandy, my co-host here,
he knows me so well.
I have a tough question for you. I'm famous for challenging questions, and here's my question. So, okay, I love the concept of natural, you know, body saving, you know, natural, you know, ecocentric, products, but help me with this. So, you're using natural ingredients within the products, coconut, olive, hemp, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't you sort of, you know, taking natural, important livelihood out of nature to make your products? Like, maybe not with coconut or olives, but hemp. You know, are you chopping trees or killing things to use them in your product? That's my question. And it's challenging.
You know, that's a great question, and I have a great answer. So in 2000, when I came back from Asia and I started researching the ingredients that go into your average natural soap, if it's not made from animal fat and it's vegetable-based, is made from palm and coconut. Mm. So I'm an avid environmentalist. I have been since I was 16, and I started researching every single ingredient and its impact on the environment. Mm. And I realized that palm trees in particular are the number one reason for deforestation in the Amazon, number one reason for the depleting population of orangutans in Borneo. And so I decided I was going to experiment. And it was an experiment that came for two different reasons. One, I realized that 95% of most cosmetic ingredients come from overseas, and I wanted to create a line that lessened the impact of shipping ingredients. So I started experimenting with ingredients found in the U.S. And this today, Pangea is the only skin and body care line that 50% or more of our ingredients come from the U.S. And we are also the first vegetable-based non-palm oil soap in the world. And so a lot of what we do is focus on ingredients that are non-invasive, have minimal production needs, such as we don't use any hexanes or solvents to extract our ingredients. They're all either cold processed or cold pressed. And like I said, our nonprofit, which we fund, is starting to work with Women for Women International to actually microfinance organic farms in developing countries that are going to be owned by women. And the other way to look at it is Pangea requires about 380,000 acres of land in 52 different countries to produce the ingredients to make our products. That's 380,000 acres of land that are now converted to organic and do not have pesticides or herbicides or fungicides.